So my name is really Jeff. I've used that line a lot of times. The only occasions I really talk in front of people is I do presentations for about 500 ravers in Australia every year and hype them up about the next big dance party that we're doing. And so that's one of the lines when I introduce myself. I say, my name is Jeff, and everyone starts laughing because there's a movie that has that line in there. Anyway, first of all, this is my first Wednesday service, so thank you, Jane, for giving me the opportunity to talk. Whenever I attend talks myself or workshops, the only ones that I always really enjoy are the ones where I'm not being told or where I don't have the feeling I'm being convinced of something, but I'm really listening to something and that's completely open for interpretation, and whatever I want to take away from it, that's completely up to me, but there's no wrong or right. So that's also how I'm standing here tonight. So I'm going to share you some of my personal experiences and my vision on the things we discussed during the last hour. Hopefully it inspires you in some way. You think, oh yeah, that's me. Oh, maybe that, the way he dealt with it, that could really help me. So, even if it's just one person, I'm the happiest person in the world by just inspiring people. That's something that really drives me in my daily life as well. So on the topic we talked about, it was about the way you treat things that are actually like that are could be considered dead or things from the past that you're still holding on to, and also how you really deal with stepping into newness, new beginnings, new adventures, stepping outside of your comfort zone is how I would often describe it. Really dare to leave the old behind and step into the new. I had a very big personal experience and breakthrough last year with this. I've been living my life a certain way for 31 years until I did my first personal development course last year. That really opened up everything for me, and I finally saw why I've been acting the way I've been acting, why I've been scared of a lot of things, why I'd never really dare to fully commit myself into a relationship with someone, like really to a level where you're completely exposing yourself. Thank God I have now, and that's actually also the reason why I'm here. the reason why how I ended up here. So, during the last 12 months, like there have been so many times that I've been trying to seek confirmation of the old again. Like I've gotten into situations where I was uncomfortable, and I tried to grasp onto what I was familiar with and what I knew it, and I knew how to deal with it. I knew how to like protect myself. And the most satisfying times are the times where I started crying, did something that I was scared of, did something that. I've been in situations where I literally wanted to walk away. I'm like, I can't deal with that. I'm just going back to what I'm used to do, like walk away. And those times I decided that I wasn't. It was really uncomfortable. I'm like, I don't know what's going to happen. But then eventually, now looking back at it, I only came out stronger because I knew if I would have walked away, I would have ended up in my old life again, which I made myself a promise 12 months ago to leave that behind. And it's just really being true to your through yourself and true that to that discipline and to your word. Like honor your word of when you say I'm standing for a new possibility, a new opportunity, I'm stepping into it, honor that word and think about that and really let that be the foundation of everything you do. So I'm on this topic. It doesn't mean, like for me personally, leaving my old life behind. Absolutely not. I'm celebrating and cherishing a lot I've accomplished and I've done and people I've met. And one of my very close friends and also business partners, he told me something very important 2 weeks ago. He said, Jeff, always be true to yourself. Follow your heart and don't be afraid or don't let other people always try to influence you on what you should do, or like really trust in yourself. And the way I took that is all the new things that I'm letting into my life, new opportunities, new possibilities, uncomfortable moments, I'm just building that on top of what I already had. So whatever I had, I kind of, you know, closed off, and but it doesn't mean I'm getting rid of it. It's still there, but I'm just building on top of it. That really makes me feel so much stronger and more powerful, because I know what I already had was already, for my feeling, so good. And now all the things that I never really let into my life, I'm just going to put on top. So that was a very, that was a very bright moment, a very happy moment as well. Also to receive that confirmation from close people around you that tell you, you know, really trust in yourself, because that's the reason why we still love you and we're still around you. We love working with you. We love being around you. So, but yeah, always grow and always develop. And on that topic, I also dare to say something is never really dead. It's always, it's still there. But you can just put it to rest. You know, you can just let it be what it is. And let it be what it is. Like, don't regret it, because whatever happened, happened. You know, everything that you do or that comes to your path is there for a reason, I always tend to think. So cherish it. And then just take it as a learning experience, and then and build on top of that. Yeah. And stepping into something new is very scary. It's like, confident and powerful I might look to some people, you know, like, oh, Jeff, you can do anything. I'm like, actually, I'm scared a lot of the times too. And, you know, I shed a lot of tears a lot of times, like, because I'm scared. And, you know, but I'm confident now in showing that. And I've never done that before. I had that transformative experience. So that's also a big breakthrough. I think that's about it. So, thank you.